Here we are, inside two. I just realized that I had the volume on this very low, so this side should be a little bit louder. I hope you can hear the other side all right. So, getting back to our steaks, this evening one of the boys dropped off about 11 steaks, so I think I'll go in and cook one in the frying pan. I have done very little cooking here, primarily for two reasons. One, the place is so dirty. The dust just rolls in the kitchen and dishes, frying pan, everything. We don't have a cabinet for it, you know. You have to clean everything before you can use it. And two, I just don't have the time to do these things. I have spent many, many, many hours in the past week showing people, taking people on inspection tours of the club, and of the hooch for that matter. Again, I have been trying to do it through the proper channels, you know. And I don't think a great deal can be done in the hooch, not from the reports I get. And the reason, part of the reason for this is, Duchess, and it's very hard to argue this point, there are some men that are still sleeping in tents, some in huts that aren't fully prepared or equipped as far as the solid roofs and concrete floors and things of this nature, so that the priorities are many, and of course we are better off than a lot of people, I'm sure. But things like wiring, they said they would do here in the hooch, because the wiring is very bad, very, very bad, very vulnerable to a fire. But this is true also of my service club and most, probably all buildings on the compounds. So whatever they'll do will be better than what it is. But there are certain things that have to be done in the club. And again, here, wiring is one, plumbing is another. And work orders have been submitted, and I feel good about this. A lot of things won't get done because of lack of material and supplies. But as I say, many things have been done already. I've had my hands filled with hiring Vietnamese laborers. I hired three carpenters, and there's so much paperwork and what they get paid and hours they work, time and a half. They've had two holidays in 1 week already, and nobody can tell me the name of the holidays, and nobody even observes them. In fact, I think they're communist holidays, and the Vietnamese take off everybody's holidays, see, and they have to get paid double time for holidays. It's really something else. But the reason I have to be so careful about the paperwork is because the money that has been approved to pay them is a special fund out of Central Post Fund. And they approved $700 between now and the end of June. And in order to get my people paid, I have to write out in detail all these good facts, you know. It's not hard, and it's no big thing, but when you add it to the other 1,000 things that I have to write up, it just builds up the pile. Let's see. One other thing that happened. I did hire a new hooch girl. I think I told you the last one, Miss Song. Oh, I couldn't keep this kid awake, never mind teach her to work. Anyway, I found her sleeping again in the bunker last week. I don't know if I told you this or not. Anyway, I found her sleeping in the bunker, and this had been about the fifth or sixth time, and I told her if I found her one more time, I would fire her. So I did. And it caused a lot of confusion, but that's all right. And so we have this new gal, and I think her name is Miss Me. I don't know how you spell it, nothing. I don't know anything. I've only seen her once, maybe twice. She's been working here over a week now, and I've seen her once or twice because I leave here just before 8 in the morning, and I never come back before 6 or 7 or 10 o'clock in the evening. And, of course, she's gone by then. But she does a better job. I mean, she has washed things and wiped things. I don't say things are scrubbed, but at least she knows enough to wipe up some dirt when she sees it without having to be told every little thing. Now, she probably only works 3, maybe 4 hours a day. I doubt if she does that much, but and I'm paying her for 8, you know. But I can't be here to check on her. I simply can't spare the time. And she does come into our rooms. Yesterday was the first day I've had any maid service since I landed in this country. But she does come in and make up the bed and wipe up the dust a bit. And if you do this every day, it's such a difference. Such a difference, you know. And so tomorrow I am supposed to be off. And I thought maybe I'd stay home and do a couple odd jobs. You know, I try to do a little bit every time I'm off. But I think I have to go to work at least a few hours tomorrow. Maybe I'll take half a day Saturday. I have to tell you something funny happened. The other day, I took the two Thai men that work for me. You know, I have two Thai interpreters. One is really great. His name is Sukyam. Sukyam Sangan. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, Sukyam, I get no problem. That's his first name, I think. Anyhow, he's been working for me for a few weeks. But last week I got this sergeant who's supposed to work for me too. Sergeant Parama or something. I don't know. Pomona. I don't know what his name is. Anyway, he's an older sergeant, and he comes to work drunk, and he works, you know, an hour or two, and he's gone. I've had a lot of trouble with him. So he's supposed to speak and understand English well, and every time I ask him or scold him about something, he looks at me and he says, "I don't understand you." You know, that in perfect English, right? I get so angry with him because I think he's goofing off, and he's pulling rank on Sukyam, see? So I have all these domestic problems. So anyway, I took the both of them the other day in a 3/4-ton truck over to the Thai headquarters. You know, see, I told you this compound is actually commanded by a Thai general. So I took them over there looking for an interpreter. I know they have some over there. So here I got these two by the hand, right? And the first man I meet said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Yes, I need an interpreter for about 10 minutes. I want to find out a few things from these men, like their work schedule and all, because they don't have regular hours and they're supposed to be working for me. And they don't speak enough English to tell me, Duchess, so you can imagine how frustrating this can be. Anyway, make a long story short, this man happened to be a colonel. I didn't know that until later. Well, he started talking to the men. Then another colonel came out and another one, and here they were, three colonels and these two men that work for me and me, and we're standing there, and they're all talking in the Thai language. It started to rain, and we're standing in the rain. And the one colonel told me their work hours, you know, what they should be. And while this was going on, see, all this racket going on, really, they made such a noise about it. And all I'm thinking about is my cast isn't supposed to get wet. There I am, the only female, you know, with a cast on, with all these Thai people, Thailanders. Anyway, in the midst of all this confusion, along comes General Thai Wee. And I waved to him, you know, I said, "Hi, General, how you doing?" That's exactly what I said to him. And he said, "Come on inside and have a drink." And I said, "Great, you know, get out of the rain." So, of course, a drink that just was juice, but they put so much sugar in it. Oh, it was terrible. I drank half of it. I couldn't get the rest down. Anyway, in the course of our conversation, he wants to take me to Saigon, right, and buy me a Chinese dinner. I don't have enough problems. And so I told him, I said, "Well, you know, there's a Chinese restaurant at Long Bin." And there is. It's a real nice one there. It's the only one of its kind around for, I'm sure, miles and miles. Anyway, he didn't know about it. He said, "Okay." He said, we go to eat." And I said, "Well, not now." I said, "I'm busy." I said, "I got 10,000 things to do, you know." So anyhow, he's going to pick me up Saturday. He's going to send his car over for me. I don't know. It'd probably be a Jeep. I haven't seen a sedan yet. Anyway, he's going to pick me up Saturday morning at 11:30. And he's going to take me to lunch at Long Bin, which is only about a 25-minute ride. And he doesn't know where the Chinese restaurant is, so I have to tell him. So I told him I could find it for him. So that's the latest. I was talking to Anne, the other Anne Campbell, you know. And I was going to go down to Saigon tomorrow. She's not going to be there, so she said, "Why don't you come down Saturday?" So I said, "Okay." So I called her back, and I said, "Anne, I can't come down Saturday. I have a date with the general for lunch." She went hysterical. She said, "Great, great, keep up the good relation." She's really great as a supervisor. I talked with her today, and I guess a few days back, I talk with her a great deal. Well, she's out of the office a lot, you know. And I really enjoy the supervisors over me. Anne is my immediate supervisor, and then Betty McKinney is over her. Because Betty is extremely sociable, and she has extended an invitation for me to come down to Saigon, you know, for like a weekend, and I'm welcome to stay at her place. She said to me last time, she said, I think you're great fun, she said, and a wonderful person, she said, so please accept my invitation, she said, and I don't give it to many, she said, but I would be very happy if you came down and maybe we could go out to eat or something, you know. Of course, she does urge the girls to get away for a day or two and get a change of pace and all this good stuff, which I'll do in time, Duchess, but right now I'm just up to my neck in all this work, and I'm doing well. I mean, I like it, and it keeps me busy. And as I say, I don't climb the wall like so many other people do, because I'm just too tired, you know? Let's see. Oh, God, this tape is running out, and I've got 10,000 things I was going to tell you. None of which I can think of right now, right? I think I told you I had all my Foot Locker equipment, as far as I know. There's something else I wanted to... I did receive a couple of letters from you, Duchess. One of them was a little bit late in coming, and that was the one where you had written the APO twice. It came to Bearcat, but it went to one of the units where we go to eat, and I think it was a few days late, but I got it. I can't even remember what it was about now. It was about the new hairdresser and all that in the neighborhood. Listen, this is running out. I'll keep looking at it, and I know there's several other stories I was going to tell you. Just know that I'm well, Duchess, and if I can't find the tape mailers, I'll start to write to you, I promise, although that is not one of my talents. Take care of yourself. Don't overwork, and I'll send you some pictures if I get a chance. I got a few.